Daily success, daily success. Plan the week ahead, be excellent. Make money moves, achieve your goals. Transform your life, one routine at a time. Daily success, go and get yours, you better go get yours.
Welcome to the Daily Success Show, the podcast dedicated to inspiring you to achieve your goals, keep a consistent schedule, and live your dream life. And I'm your host, Jamila Payne. Wouldn't you love to have a routine that allows you to wake up feeling good, have time for yourself, and know exactly what to do? Well, today we're talking about daily routines. I'm going to share 6 essential routines that you can use to manage the day. I'm talking routines that you don't even think about. The reality is you are already using several types of routines in your life, brushing your teeth, having a cup of coffee in the morning. Maybe you have the same pocket in your purse where you keep your work badge or where you sit down the keys in the house. These are all examples of routines that you're likely using. Today is really thinking about how we utilize routines and then expanding upon it, right? So if you were actually being more intentional about your routines, they can help you to get a lot more done. So I want to just start off talking about why routines are important. And there's a couple of reasons that I think we should address. So firstly is that routines basically put a practice in place for things that you want to go on in your life and be able to be consistent about them. I often share the story of how when I really wanted to introduce more green nutrients into my diet, I put a practice in place of doing a green juice every day. It was something that I was struggling with completely without having a routine around it. Routines also help you to separate your daily to-dos from lifestyle changes. This is a really important principle for daily success. So if you think about your to-do list, it gets renegotiated all the time. Your priorities are constantly changing from day to day, heck, even sometimes from hour to hour, depending on what kind of work you do. But if something like, working out or having meditation time is on your to-do list, just like green juicing was on my to-do list originally, it got put to the wayside. Because we tend to honor our commitments with other people before we honor commitments with ourselves. So things like your lifestyle habits shouldn't be renegotiated. They are critical for you, and so they should not be on a to-do list. They should be a part of your daily routine. Lifestyle is something that is long-term. It might happen seasonally or yearly or weekly. And that's why we need a system, and the routine essentially is a system for being able to manage lifestyle aspects. Finally, and one of my most favorites, is that routines autopilot your success. They help you to create consistency. So you don't have to remember doing something that you wanted to do for yourself. I mean, think about if you commute to work, for example, or let's say if you're doing a trip to a friend's house or to visit your parents, you probably have a certain route that you take every time. You're not even consciously driving or actively driving because you have a way that you always go. That is the secret sauce of a routine and what it can create for you, and why it's so important for you to look at different ways of designing and setting up more routines in your life. Now, I know we always typically talk about the morning routine, but routines aren't just for your morning. They can be used for other areas of your life, for other areas of your day. And personally, I prefer teaching how to utilize routines to accomplish what you're working on and being able to align your routines to specific goals. So let's jump into the 6 essential routines that you can use to accomplish more in your life. And this whole like prepping for this episode really brought me back to thinking about how I've leveraged different routines in my life. And I remember several years back, I was an adjunct professor for a local college, and they asked me, like, hey, Professor Payne, would you be open to doing office hours on Saturday? And I was like, no, like, I'm totally not open to doing office hours on Saturday. And they were like, you know, it's not going to be bad. A lot of students don't come in on Saturday, so you'll probably have, you know, 5 or 6 students tops. Well, out of the entire semester, can you guess how many students I had show up? Oh my goodness. I had 3 students the entire semester. But let me tell you what convinced me to take office hours on Saturday. At that point in my life, I was really struggling to finish a book that I wanted to write. This was back in around like 2010, so ages ago, basically. So back in 2010, I really wanted to write a book. And well, at that time, it was probably, so I really wanted to write this book, and I had been working on it like slowly for a little bit, but I just couldn't manage to get it done. So I decided that I was going to leverage these office hours to write and finish my book. So I was at campus from 9 to 12 every day. And I was like, okay, like, this is it. I'm going to bring my laptop, wait till students show up, and then write my book. That became my writing routine every Saturday, 9 to 12. And in that semester, I had completely finished, edited, had like published my book, From Pain to Power, Lessons to Achieve Happiness and Success from the Life of an Entrepreneur. It was done. It was completely done after all of this like time of like working on this thing. And so this is just one example of how routines can be a really powerful tool for you to be able to get more done. Okay, so let's jump into 6 essential routines. And what I want to also share with you is the question you should ask yourself as you think about designing this routine in your life. Okay, so here we go. 6 essential routines. And there is an action guide for today's session. I like keep delaying you. Ooh, the suspense of the episode. So the action guide for this episode you can find by going to shows.dailysuccessroutine.com. Look for episode 3 and you can grab the action guide for this episode, which will help you to design your very own daily routine. All right, so the 6 essential routines. Number 1 is, of course, the obvious, the morning routine. And a great morning routine should basically answer the question, did I set up my day to win? So as you come up with the activities, the different actions that you're going to take as a part of your morning routine, like ask yourself, are these actions setting up your day to win? And you can do all sorts of cool things, whether it's having time for journaling. I know a lot of people in the daily success community are leveraging their routine for prayer time or meditation or exercise or yoga or affirmations. I mean, you could do absolutely anything that you want with this time, but it's important that it sets up your day to win. Okay, routine number 2 is the hour of power. And the hour of power should answer the question, did I set time aside to work on my 90-day project goals. I leverage the hour of power as my first hour of my work day every day, where I am taking time to complete tasks that are related to my 90-day project. So for example, in this last quarter that just passed, launching the Daily Success Show was a 90-day project that I was working on. And so in the first hour of my workday, I did different tasks that were related to making the show happen. Okay, so number three is a workday wrap-up routine. And this is especially for you if you have been that person that struggles from transitioning from work to home, meaning that you are constantly bringing work home. You might stop, eat dinner, take a small break, but before you know it, you are back on the computer again, checking email. You have a really hard time shutting off your work brain. And I've had so many clients that I've talked with that have struggled with this. And it's really important that you get a handle on being able to transition your mind from work to the rest of your life. We have an Achiever Club member who has like shared the experience that she works from home and she's spending a lot of her personal time doing work. And it's really taking away from the other things that she wants to accomplish, like working on her business or having time with her hubby. And if that's true for you, then you desperately need to get a workday wrap-up routine in place. And so the question that your workday wrap-up routine, it's like a tongue twister, workday wrap-up routine, say that a couple times fast, should answer is, did I note where I left off? How am I going to make the transition from work to home? Or if you work at home, it's then from work to non-work activities, okay? Like a multi-part question there. So where did I note where I left off, and how am I going to make the transition from work to home? Or if you work at home, then it's how are you making the transition from work to other areas of your life? Okay, number four is the power down routine, or you might call it your nighttime routine. This is a really awesome routine to put in place if you have been struggling with sleeping really well or having a restful sleep. I know that you might be sleeping, like I've definitely been in a place, and I've been experiencing this to kind of just be transparent. I've been experiencing this lately where I have a lot of stuff on my mind, like just different things that I'm managing. And so my sleep isn't restful all the time. So I'm dreaming about some of the things that I need to take care of or responsibilities that I have, or I'm waking up like super early, and I already get up early, but I'm like waking up even earlier than normal with the not having the ability to go back to sleep because there are things on my mind. And I have experienced this in the past, and what I've done is put this power down routine in place. And some of the things that I've included in a power down routine are journaling before I go to bed, or not like traditional journaling, but just making notes on the things that are running through my head, like the to-dos that I need to take care of, things that I need to get resolved. I like put them on paper because our mind is working even when we're asleep. So it's important that you allow your mind to get rest by doing that brain dump and getting down on paper the things that you are thinking about. And I've also done meditation like right before going to bed so that it would help to quiet my mind or slow down my mind so that I could have a more restful sleep. So the question that your power down routine should ask is, how can you quiet down your mind and get the rest that you need for the next day? So how can I quiet down my mind and get the rest that I need for the next day? Okay, essential routine number 5 is prep. Now, prep is definitely one of the top reasons that I've found that people feel overwhelmed in their day or in their week. And here's what I mean. Let's say if you have the type of business or work environment where you're constantly in meetings, like you're meeting with clients, you're meeting with colleagues, you're meeting with bosses, like you're just meeting to be meeting to be meeting. And out of many of those meetings come several action items. Before you can even get the action item done, you're rushing off to the next meeting. And that means that you're probably spending time at the end of the day, like 5-6 o'clock when everyone else goes home, in order to do the work that you actually were hired to do. Crazy, I know. Prep is basically creating a routine in your day or in your week, depending on how often that you need it, where you are executing on the commitments that you set up. So let's say you have a team meeting, and out of that meeting, you are meant to put together a proposal and give it to the team for review before the next meeting. Well, you can block out time in your week or in your day, every day, that you are going to do that prep work of writing that proposal. In fact, one other way to utilize prep is to actually prepare for the meetings and calls that you have coming up. I can't tell you how many times I've personally been disappointed by showing up to a meeting that someone asked me to schedule with them or, you know, help them with something, some information, and they're not even prepared. Like, they haven't taken the time to put together a set of questions, come to the meeting with an agenda. And frankly, I think it's really unprofessional. And you don't want to be one of those people. Prep is really important. And the question that it should answer is, have I set up time to execute commitments that I need to do? And think about it in terms of your work responsibilities, your family responsibilities, things that you need to execute in your business. Maybe you're on a nonprofit board or a community leader, or involved in a professional association or organization. All of the things that we have commitments to in our life, all of the things that we have commitments to in our life require prep in order to make them happen smoothly. And so if you're looking for ways to get rid of overwhelm in your life, then a prep routine is sorely needed. All right, number 6, last but not least, is a self-care routine. And the question that this should answer is, have I made myself a priority? Oh, such a juicy question. Self-care is really great because if you're in a place right now where you're having the experience of feeling frustrated by family members or friends, or even colleagues that are constantly asking for your help or assistance with different things. And even though you might naturally be like a giver and a person who's generally happy to help out others, if you're feeling frustrated, especially when it comes to your kids, it means that you are spending a lot of time handling OPP, other people's priorities, and not dedicating enough time to yourself. And so I like the idea of being able to have a regular self-care practice, and I know that it will absolutely be a game changer for you. Now that we've discussed the six essential routines, I want to just mention some principles that are essential in terms of designing these routines and coming up with, okay, how am I going to figure out what I'm going to do during my power down routine or workday wrap up routine? Okay, so here's a couple of things to keep in mind. Your routine needs to be customized to your lifestyle. So just like going on Pinterest or somewhere and snagging someone else's routine may not work for you because your schedule and the way that your life is set up is unique to you. And so you want to make sure that you're not setting up a routine in a way that's like forcing you to become this different person that you aren't. Like, don't try to set up a morning routine that requires you to get up at 5 a.m. if you're barely rolling out of the bed at 8 right now. Like, you're just setting up yourself like something that's just not going to work. So it needs to really customize to your lifestyle as you are today, not trying to make yourself a different person, but knowing that at the point that you are really being consistent with the routine, then you can like up your game and be able to, you know, maybe get up a little earlier or stay up later or whatever the additional things are that you might be interested in doing. Okay, so another thing to think about in designing your routine is it should match your natural behaviors. Think about how you are currently operating and be able to implement your routine so that it works with who you are. You know, similar to the not getting up at 5 a.m. if that's not what you're doing. If you're getting up at 7:30, maybe try getting up at 7, like don't jump to 5 a.m. But it needs to just match your natural behavior and customize it so that it works with you. Another thing is to test and tweak your routine periodically. If you're finding that there's pieces of your routine that aren't working, then you might want to try tweaking different aspects of the routine so that you can get better results. And then finally, it's important that you figure out ways to be able to follow through on the routine and not drop the ball. And a few ways that you can follow through are not implementing too much at once. So here it is, I've given you six essential routines that you can put into practice. If you don't have a practice of any type of routine in your life, like don't try to implement all six of these. Pick one, get it going, and then you can add routines as you start to see results with one of them, doing one of them on a regular basis. The second thing is troubleshoot what's not working. So if I think back to my green juicing routine, the trouble that I was having when it came to implementing a daily habit of drinking a green juice was that I always had these morning meetings scheduled. So every day for my business, I would have like a 8 a.m., 8:30, 9 a.m. meeting, a practice that I no longer keep. But at the time, it was definitely true. And so I would feel like cutting up kale, cucumber, and carrot in the morning, you know, was like a luxury because I needed to prepare for my call. Troubleshoot what's not working for you and then change the routine up so that it works. So in that case, I started cutting up my vegetables in the evening. So it was never an issue. I mean, I could sit and watch my favorite show and cut up my vegetables, or when I was preparing dinner, I could cut up the vegetables for my green juice. And that allowed me to be able to follow through. Another way to follow through is be able to put together like a checklist so that you don't forget what you're supposed to do. I like keeping a checklist of my morning routine. If you're using a daily success routine planner, as an example, in the top of the planner, there is an area where you have a checklist for different routines that you're implementing. And I'll see if we can put an example of that in the show notes. But if not, you can just take a look at our website, dailysuccessroutine.com, and just see what that looks like. But it's just a simple checklist to make sure that you can do your routines. You can do this on paper or on your phone if you're using a tool like Evernote or something to track your daily things that you want to check off. All right, other ways to follow through is be able to set reminders or visual cues. So in my bathroom, I have, it's like a whiteboard, but it's metal in texture. And I have it up like next to my bathroom sink. And on there, I just have like a couple of affirmations and reminders and even an additional habit tracker that I use to remind me of lifestyle habits that I want to practice on a day-to-day basis. You might want to put up affirmations on the wall. Before I got this board, I was using Post-its. I just had Post-its all over my bathroom wall as a way of being able to affirm myself every morning. And so just having some simple practice like that will help you. Now, the final thing that I want to say about this idea of daily routines is this is about practice and not perfection. Let me just say that again before you go making yourself crazy. Practice and not perfection. This is a process that you can come back to. You don't need a new year, a new month, or a new week. Every single day is a chance to begin again. That is the beauty of a routine. You can fall off one day and get right back on top of things the next day by getting back to your routine. All right, I hope that was helpful. So let me review the 6 essential routines. Number 1, morning routine. 2, hour of power. 3, your workday wrap-up routine. 4, power down routine. 5, prep routine. 6, your self-care routine. So those are 6 essential routines that you can try out, see which ones work for you. Okay, it's action taking time. Get our guide on designing your daily routine and then share in the comments on how you have used routines to help you accomplish results. Or tell us what new routines, based on the 6 essential ones I shared today, are you going to try out? And again, you can find that action guide for today's show at shows.dailysuccessroutine.com, episode number 3. If you found today's episode valuable, I would love to hear from you. Leave us a rating or review on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you downloaded this podcast. Also, when you have an accomplishment using any of the ideas shared on the Daily Success Show, I want to hear about it. Send me an email to hello@dailysuccessroutine.com. We'll read every single one. Remember, daily routines ensure your success. So use them to honor your self-commitments and do one thing today towards a 90-day project goal. I look forward to talking with you next week. Well, that's it for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, I want to ask you to show us some love by leaving a rating and review wherever you downloaded the podcast. I would love to hear from you how the Daily Success Show is helping you to achieve your goals. If you have suggestions or ideas for any episodes, then feel free to send me an email to hello@dailysuccessroutine.com. I promise we'll read every single one. And I want to make sure that we're making the show as helpful for you as possible. It's time to take action. So go over to shows.dailysuccessroutine.com, look for episode 2,
and share in the comments. What things are you going to take action on from this episode to set a plan in place to create the life that you want? What are some of the things you're working on? I want to hear about them. So again, that address is shows.dailysuccessroutine.com, and that's where you'll also find the action guide for today's show. Well, I think this puts another one in the books. I look forward to talking with you next week. Now remember, a daily routine will ensure your success. So honor your commitments and take one small action today towards achieving your ambition. Your goals are absolutely worth it. See you next week. Hey, did you like this episode and looking for more great insights just like this? Then you might want to check out our free workshop coming up on starting the year strong, the first 100 days. You can go to bit.ly/DSR start strong. That's DSR like daily success routine, start strong, all one word, and RSVP for the free workshop. That's bit.ly/DSR start strong and RSVP today.
Daily success, daily success. Let the week ahead be excellent. Make money moves, achieve your goals, transform your life. One routine at a time. Daily success, daily success. Go and get yours. You better go get yours. Daily success, daily success, daily success. You better go get yours. Daily success, daily success. Daily success, daily success.